This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. President Trump will accept the GOP nomination Thursday night with the nation in crisis. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
In his acceptance speech 4 years ago, Donald Trump painted a bleak picture of America and said only he could fix it.
The crime and violence that today afflicts our nation will soon, and I mean very soon, come to an end.
But he'll speak tonight on the White House South Lawn with the nation in crisis, including unrest over another police shooting of a black man. He's focused his recent comments on what he calls anarchists taking over American streets, saying it'll get worse if Joe Biden is elected. Aides say the president tonight will describe the nation on his watch as imperfect, but making progress. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Laura has weakened to a tropical storm after blasting the Louisiana coast with high winds and heavy rain for hours Thursday. The system that came ashore as a Category 4 hurricane is being blamed for at least 4 deaths and widespread damage around Lake Charles, an industrial and casino city of 80,000 people. It is the most powerful storm to hit the U.S. this year, and Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said that hundreds of thousands of people are still without power.
The good news is we had more line crews pre-positioned in Louisiana ahead of landfall than ever before. But that is not to say that restoration of power is going to be done very quickly, because we believe there was tremendous damage done to the power infrastructure.
Rescuers have to wait for winds to die down before looking for survivors. Laura is now headed toward the state of Arkansas. You can find more at our website. This is VOA News. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus on Thursday warned against mass gatherings of people amid a resurgence of coronavirus cases in many countries. Tedros said that as nations begin to reopen more social events, many are starting to see a resurgence of transmission, and that countries would have to make their own decisions about how to host those events safely.
These types of gatherings can be amplifying events that can be the spark that creates a much larger fire. Every country and community must make its own decisions about how to host this event safely, based on their own level of risk.
The director general also highlighted the impact of the coronavirus pandemic on worldwide mental health, saying it has caused anxiety and fear, as well as disruption to mental health services. Russian police have announced a preliminary probe into the circumstances of the sudden illness of opposition politician Alexei Navalny. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
President Putin's fiercest critic fell into a coma last week following a suspected poisoning as pressure has grown from Western officials to investigate. The Siberian branch of Russia's Interior Ministry has announced that it is establishing all the circumstances of the incident. Authorities say it will conduct forensic studies and collect items that may have probative value. Navalny, an opposition politician and corruption investigator, fell ill on a flight back to Moscow from Siberia and was taken to a hospital in the Siberian city of Omsk. He was later transferred to Charité Hospital in Berlin. I'm Karen Chamas.
A New Zealand judge has sentenced white supremacist Brenton Tarrant to life in prison without parole on Thursday for killing 51 Muslim worshippers in the country's deadliest shooting. Reuters' Libby Hogan has details.
29-year-old Australian Brenton Tarrant admitted to 51 charges of murder, 40 counts of attempted murder, and one charge of committing a terrorist act last year. His rampage at two Christchurch mosques was the deadliest shooting in the country's history. The High Court judge called Tarrant's crime, quote, so wicked that even if you are detained until you die, it will not exhaust the requirements of punishment and denunciation. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern also said she was relieved to hear the decision.
Yes, it gave me relief to know that that person will never see the light of day.
The country's foreign minister, Winston Peters, called for Tarrant to be deported to Australia to serve out his sentence.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.